And now your speaker, Steve Hillis.
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. An ancient writer once gave the definition for peace as this: the absence of pain in the body and of trouble in the mind. And that's how people view, and everybody uses various means, entities, mediums to try to find peace. Some of us look at recreational activities and try to find peace. We might take just a leisurely stroll around the neighborhood, go over to the civic center and walk, just to get away from things and clear our minds and try to find peace that way. I've heard of some teams, athletic teams, who will, great teams, who may lose a prominent member of that team. He or she dies. And you would think, I just want to get away from this game. I don't want to play it. But most of the time you hear about these teams, you say, I want to get back to the field. I want to get back to the court. Because that's where they find peace of mind, getting back to what they were doing. Other people find peace by just through isolation, isolating themselves from everybody and everything. And that's okay sometimes. One of my heroes when I was a child, still to this day, I admire him greatly, is a guy by the name of Neil Peart. You ever heard of the band Rush? He's the drummer. He's one of my idols at one time. One of my heroes. And I didn't realize later on in his life, 1997 by the way, I noticed the band had taken a long hiatus. And I couldn't figure out why. I didn't know why. Come to find out, his daughter had died in a car accident in 1997. A year later, his wife had died of cancer. And the band was pretty much done. They're back now, of course, but he dealt with that in a very unique way. Millions of dollars, sold out concerts, millions of albums sold. He buys a motorcycle and begins to travel all over the United States. Goes across the Atlantic, into Europe, gets a motorcycle, drives all over the place. Goes across the Pacific, buys a motorcycle, rides all over the place. 3 years, 55,000 miles later, he's done. And he comes back to the States, and somebody asks him, all right, did that give you peace? For a little while. But I know I had to get back and get back into society. But it gave him peace for a little while. Other people look at other mediums. Mr. Bud Weiser. Mr. Jack Daniels. Drugs. Alcohol. Whether you drink it, whether you smoke it, whether you swallow it, whether you snort it. Some people look to that. And they think that's given them peace. But all these things I'm talking about, number one, they're temporary. It's a temporary peace. And number two, especially the last one, it's artificial. It's not real. It doesn't bring that true peace. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Paul is speaking here to the Colossians of a different type of peace. Far different definition than just absence of pain in the body, trouble in the mind. Paul is saying, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. And it's reflecting who you are at peace with. We are not free to choose peace or conflict. Let me say that again. We are not free to choose peace or conflict. Let me try to explain what I'm talking about. We are free choose peace. But when we choose peace, we're either choosing peace with God or we're choosing peace with the world. If we choose peace with God, automatically we're in conflict with who? The world. If we're at peace with the world, we're automatically in conflict with God. Because the two can't come together. The two can't be at peace. We're either with God and at peace with Him, or with the world and at peace with that. And in conflict with everything else. But Paul states, let the peace rule in your hearts. Colossians 3 and verse 15. And he goes on to talk about, only by being in the body of Jesus Christ can one fully understand, comprehend, and realize the peace of Christ. We are called into one body. Called, meaning to obey what the Lord says to do. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, John states, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." If I understand the love of God, that God has shown me, that great love He's given to me, then to obey His call should not be difficult at all. But to illustrate it even further, Paul, the Apostle Paul, used to talk about his conversion a lot. It meant something to him. In the book of Acts, he talks about how he had been told by the Lord to go on into Damascus, and somebody would tell him there what to do. And Paul talks about how a man by the name of Ananias came to him and talked to him and taught him and preached to him. And finally, Ananias tells him, "Paul, what are you waiting on? Get up, get yourself baptized." What? Calling on the name of the Lord. Obeying what the Lord is saying to do. We are called into one body. The one body is the church of Jesus Christ. And there's only one. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22 and verse 23, we read, "And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body." Remember, we do not have the freedom to choose peace or conflict. You can choose peace with God, or you can choose peace with the world. One of those options puts you on the pathway to heaven. The other option, well, it doesn't. You think about where you're with God. Are you at peace with Him, or are you at peace with the world? Our goal and our aim and our objective and what God wants is for us to be at peace with Him.